Right, so we just talked about the programme that was on telly last night, and we were saying about really pigs are not best kept indoors, and you'd no sooner bring your pet pony indoors, would you? So, but there's another reason.
I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, it's they're great pets, but not pets indoors.
Yeah.
That's the thing, yeah, that's the whole thing.
And you, when we finished the last Boo, you said something then about, you know, wanting to talk about the best conditions for them and that kind of thing. And
well, I think as I mentioned earlier, you've got to think about the animal as well. So I don't think it's fair even to bring the pig into, you know, which is a totally alien environment. You know, it does depend on the kind of house we're talking about. You know, I've got friends that have got fantastic farmhouses with sort of flagstone floors, and, you know, they do have chickens and dogs and ducks and all sorts of things just running in and out with muddy feet and so on. And, you know, that would obviously be slightly more suitable than, you know, a little sort of terraced house in Essex with a shag pile carpet, for example. So we're back to the common sense thing again, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, think of the pigs. You know, we shouldn't really be thinking of ourselves here. Think of the pig and what the pig would be comfortable with. Obviously, it wouldn't be comfortable with central heating and things like that anyway. And what's nicer than going out into the sty and the straw and so on? One of the things that my own pigs are absolutely brilliant at is recycling and getting rid of spent garden stuff from the allotment, you know, the old sort of pea growth and top growth and lettuces that have gone to seed, or, you know, carrots that have been had by the carrot fly, et cetera, et cetera. And even weeds out of the garden, if I get a massive bucket of weeds out of the garden, and they, you know, that goes straight over the hedge into the pig. So perfect for allotments.
Absolutely.
Or if you've got a reasonably sized garden where you could afford to pen a little area off to have your pig outside with his own little pig house.
And
you know, it's a win-win, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
So keeping the pig happy as well.
Yeah. And I mean, it's time as well. I think you need to have time to give to your pig, and that means time going outside when it might be cold and rainy as well. So it's not, you know, I think people tend to over romanticize things because they think that if they're going to get a pet pig, they're going to end up with Babe. And
yeah, exactly.
Sort of
exactly.
A bit, as you say, it's common sense, isn't it?
Yeah, and the thing is, as you quite rightly say, if you don't want to go out and feed or, you know, play about with your pig when it's cold and wet, you know, then that level of commitment is that you shouldn't have a pig.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same as I remember my parents always saying to me, you know, you're not having a rabbit unless you go out and feed it and that kind of thing. You know, it's you've got to be committed to the animal.
I would just like to point out, having witnessed this firsthand myself this weekend, there's quite a considerable smell and size difference between rabbit droppings and piggy droppings.
Oh, you noticed that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
just before I sat in anything.
And, you know, again, you know, pig poo is also great for the garden. So I think it's a great thing, you know, if you've got a garden of a reasonable size, as I say, and you know, maybe an allotment. I mean, you know, maybe a couple of people could get together on an allotment, and pigs are happier if they've got company. So maybe have two pigs on an allotment.
Yeah.
And nice. Obviously you can share the responsibility, share the feeding, share the care. And everybody gets to enjoy piggy company as well.
Yeah, nice. So, we've got 1 minute left. Have we got time to talk about size?
Yeah, we have. I mean, the micro pigs, I think, is, you know, in my opinion anyway, they don't exist. You know, there's no such thing as micro.
It's a marketing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the breeder that I bought my little pigs, mini pigs, from, I mean, as he explained, you know, mini in a breed just means that you're breeding down.
Yeah.
So the you know, they're smaller than their parents or their grandparents or so on and so forth. In terms of sort of mini dogs, you know, mini dachshunds or that type of thing. And if you compared these mini pigs
seconds.
To a full size.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry?
15 seconds, go on.
You actually see that they are a huge amount smaller.
Yeah. So they are smaller, but not tiny.
Exactly.
Perfect.